18 nightly rentals have been put in there, and then he opens up that lodge like it used to be, the good old days. I don't want to live there. Nobody's going to want to buy that property. It's about our values and our way of life, and I hope you all think about this deep in your heart. We don't want to be like Branson. We are special from Branson, and this zoning is what keeps us special. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition?
I'll speak too. I'm Darren Keenan. I live at that same address, 190 Cook Road. We did buy 3 years ago, and those places were shambles. I was worried about it when we bought it, too. I was happy when he started to rebuild them. I thought he was going to go back to the same kind of things. But, and again, I'm with my wife. Those six don't really bother me so much because they're small. You're not going to get a whole lot of people in their party unless they rip all six at once. But the traffic that's going to go up really up and down Willie Oaks is going to be a lot more. And it's only wide enough for two cars once you come back just above Miller. Before that, it's all pretty much just narrow enough to be one lane, yeah, right up there. Yep, it's all, you got to pull off into the dirt and let people to get by. So I am worried about traffic. I'm worried about people. I'm worried about noise. But I haven't complained about the noise because they've been really good about their construction practices. They're not noisy. They're not making noise. They're just doing their job like they should. I'm just opposed to it because I don't feel. And the house that did sell two down for me, she actually did have to price $10,000. She originally listed at $189 and sold it for $179. I think it's $150, yeah, or $163.
Yeah, that one.
But it did sell for $179. But she listed it for $189 originally, but then she had paid off. But it probably did because it. I probably would have sold more. And I do love the work that he's done. I just don't want all the extra traffic and hassle with the people.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Jim Campbell, 150 Second Forest Drive, 5-166 Forsyth. Different perspective because I bought property on Willie Oaks in 1995. And it was awesome, very quiet place to live and peaceful. And then the Willie Oaks Bar reopened, and that changed everything. If we had a log of how many times the sheriff's department was out at night to shut things down, there was even a shooting there. The police got to the point that when they did come down, they would have to bring at least two cars because the crowd got so violent. Our peace totally was gone. We couldn't sleep at night. We couldn't even carry on a conversation in our bedroom. Sometimes the music was so loud. And the night it burned, I tell you, we rejoiced. Got all kinds of calls accusing of doing it, but I didn't help God. It ruined our peace. And I can see that Jeff has done a beautiful job on those cabins. They were, 30 years ago, they were ugly. But they're beautiful now. But the Willie Oaks Bar, it was not a heritage place anymore. It was just a blight. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm opposed.
Anyone else wish to speak? Either way, in favor or in opposition? All right. At this time, I would ask the applicant, would you like to address any of the concerns that you have heard? Would you like to step back up to the microphone and address anything you've heard?
I would just address the traffic.
My name is Jeff Miles, and I live at 155 Miller Road now on this property. And I actually believe that there will be more traffic with monthly rentals and people living there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, than there would be with nightly rentals when you're very good chance that you're only going to have them rented two to three nights at the most a week. And that the people are going to be going to the lake, going to Branson, going to be here for vacation. They're not going to be, I just don't believe they're going to be driving the neighborhood streets that much. I believe you would run in more. I know now, the residents that live around me leave more than two or three times a day and come back. And I don't believe that people that are staying by the night will leave any more of that and come back either. I think the traffic will be, obviously, too, with the Edgewater and Ozark Beach across the street, we don't see a traffic problem with that. Anyway, I've not ever had a problem, but I just, if I thought there was going to be a big traffic problem, I would be concerned myself too. But I just don't, I don't see the justification for assuming that there would be a difference between traffic in the nightly rental or monthly rental. That'd be all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Cody, could you please highlight the order that we have in front of us, highlight the section for 0721-2025-01 that is separated off?
So you're referring to this bottom one?
No. I think it was, he's asking for clarification on which order is in front of us.
Yeah, so we have the 25-01 order, and then we have the 25-02.
This is 01. Let me go back and look at your...
The 02 order is just the one parcel?
Yes. But let me go back and look at your agenda and make sure that lines up.
I don't think it does.
01 has the multiple parcels.
It has the four on in it, yeah, the 4.0.
Yes, it does. You are correct. You want me to reread the numbers on this one?
No.
Just want to make sure when we... Yeah, when we vote, that we got clarification, the order that we are discussing first is on the bottom six.
Yes.
Correct. And that would be for file number...
09-3.0-07-001-018-004.000. That's just the bottom four. Right here.
For that parcel number.
Yes.
But in the order,
it shows different.
It shows all of them. Right?
Right. You grouped them into one application.
So we just need to...
That's why I was saying you might want to look at making a decision and splitting them. It's totally up to you. But if you wanted to do the four like that, the rest are all the other ones to the north.
If we want, I mean, we can amend the order and then approve that order.
Yeah. So on the top 15 lots, is there, I would ask a question of the applicant. I'm sorry, I told you I didn't have any more questions. On the top section in the 15 lots, is there any structures built up there at the moment?
Yes.
How many are up there built currently?
There's two cabins, the old swimming pool that I've got back in, where you, you know, in use. And in the restaurant building, I built a building back on that slab, and we're in the process of building a single-family dwelling, new house, where one of the cabins was. It was so dilapidated that wasn't no bringing it back to life. So we took it down and pulled a permit to build a new house there.
Okay. And you live on site, is that correct, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And intend to live on the site, you know, to take care of things, yes.
Can I approach the screen?
Yeah, I haven't closed the public hearing, so yes. Please state your name again. I'm sorry.
Dave Willard. This is where one cabin is. This is where another cabin is. This is the one he just tore down and is rebuilding. Place there. This is where the restaurant was. This is just a large building. It's kind of a shell, but it looks all of these three are all redone on the outside and nice rough cedar inside and out.
This is the pool.
And that's the pool.
Yeah, two of the existing cabins are ready to rent there also, but like I said, you know, I was down the other night, and I'm smart enough to realize that you're very kind to offer a part of something better than all or nothing deal here. And I get that in the future, if I was to get it on and now for the six lower cabins and I didn't have any problems and things went, I mean, I don't even know myself, but I've never done this before in my life. I've been a landlord my whole life, but I've never done night rental, so I don't know what I'm really, like my son said, we're taking a risk here, you know, it might not work at all, but I could see how that it would be in my favor to at least get, you know, something where I could find out if it, and obviously I'm not wanting to go up there and build a whole bunch more cabins on all those lots without finding out whether the business is possible even. It might be something that fails real quick, I don't know. The neighbors from over at Edgewater and Ozark have come and told me, though, that, you know, they have overflow, they have more, and that they feel like I will not have any problems getting people to come. But, you know, I don't know that, so.
Can I come up one more time, Dave Willard? Can you back out? And I want to show them where the sign is. So if you go to the top of Willie Oaks.
We're going to get to that one next.
I kind of wanted to bring it all in so that they're aware of that other parcel. So he has this little corner right there. That is where a small sign used to be and would be again. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the commission for the applicant? Discussion time for us to answer any questions amongst one another. Cody, could I get clarification for you to step over here and look at this for me, please? Clarification so I can set in case need be. So. Is there any questions or discussion?
Is the thought to look at just that one parcel separated from the others?
those six are